Hoshana Tova, Tiki Tevu. May you be inscribed for a good year, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my joyous wife and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Chag Sameach and Happy New Year to all, which begins at sundown this Friday for 2 days. And we have covered that feast quite extensively over the last couple of weeks. And highly noted that some year, very soon, will very likely be the resurrection slash rapture event with the 7-year tribulation to follow. And these programs are, of course, archived on our webpage for you to re-listen to for a better understanding. Tonight we will be start teaching on Yom Kippur, which means Day of Atonement, another very important appointment of our Lord. But first, let's bow our hearts.
Blessed are you, O Lord and Creator of the universe. We humbly thank you, praise you, and honor you alone. For without you, we are nothing. Guide us by the light of your Holy Spirit in this increasingly dark world. We continue to lift up to you our loved ones for salvation, and we pray for your divine help to the affected earthquake victims, and ask for your hedge of protection on all who are called by your name. We also beseech your healing power on these requests recently given to us. Bless tonight's study, and may you alone be glorified. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear, and happy birthday to Adam and Eve, the first created man and woman. Therefore, also the official New Year anniversary on God's Hebrew calendar. And by next Monday, we will enter into the days of awe, the most serious time of the year for the Jewish population.
Although more seriously observed by the Orthodox.
Very true.
Well, before we delve into that, any important news to share?
Oh, I sure do, and I'll begin with the exciting news first. As you might recall, we've been sharing with you that some kind of a deal is being seriously discussed lately about Israel and Saudi Arabia making an agreement, essentially to be friends and allies. It originally began without any Palestinian strings attached, as in the Abraham Accords.
Yeah, well, thanks to President Trump and Jared.
But this time, Biden said, wait a minute, the Palestinians need to be considered in any deal. Therefore, Saudi Arabia agreed to that and told PA leader Abbas that Saudi Arabia would not make any deal that they couldn't agree with. And just a few days ago, I found out that there is a secret plan to merge together Jordan, the Gaza Strip, and part of Judea Samaria, known as the West Bank. And that would be part of a normalization agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Saints, did you all hear what I just said? A dividing of Jerusalem.
Well, you know, that's what we've been waiting to hear.
I know. I can hardly contain myself.
The Daniel 9 treaty is starting to take hold.
Definitely. But will BB agree?
Sounds like some major concession.
Well, it depends on how it is wrapped to be acceptable to all parties. And according to how it's being suggested, Jordan, Gaza, and part of the West Bank would be merged into a single unit called the Hashemite Kingdom of Palestine.
So the Palestinians can own the name.
But under the umbrella of Saudi Arabia and Jordan, who is also a Hashemite kingdom, which should mitigate Israel's concerns over their security risks. And actually, just like over here, lawlessness is growing exponentially. So a peaceful solution would likely be welcomed by the people. As a similar remedy would be probably welcomed here.
As in the UN taking over?
Well, that could be why the Soros-led Dems have propelled the chaos so they can give the solution. It's called the dialectic process. Anyway, it's interesting that just last month, Netanyahu boldly declared that we are, and let me just quote his words, about to witness a pivot of history.
Yeah, he did say that.
That doesn't sound like a man who's about to make a relatively minor detail. Rather, that he's thinking about his legacy. You know, we Christians have always loved Bibi, but never forget he is a 33rd degree Mason.
And, you know, he's never renounced that.
That's right. So with that said, even if Bibi's voted out, the leftist parties would still sign. And we have scripture to support that Jerusalem will be divided.
Yeah, Joel 3 and Ezekiel 36.
Which is that ultimate catalyst to start the final judgment. Remember, Saudi Arabia is the leader of the Arab and Islamic world who has never formally recognized Israel. But with this agreement, they will have to. And the Abraham Accords began the ball rolling.
Well, what about the Temple Mount?
Well, I haven't seen that brought up in writing yet. My guess, and it is a guess, is that they'll probably make it international, with probably the Pope playing a major role as the leader for all three major religions. We call the one world religion because, you know, we the church, we'll be gone.
But not this Pope.
No, I think it's the next one coming, and that could be very soon, maybe next year. But more on all that later. Meanwhile, we will continue to research this more and hope to expand this information in the next newsletter. But again, I do assume they want to secure something before Biden might leave office. And now with Congress back from recess, the impeachment inquiry has officially begun. Anyway, I really doubt that Biden will run again or run in the next election.
Meanwhile, Biden has been on the move.
Well, he has. He even admitted he needed to go to bed after his press conference in communist Vietnam for all the world to hear. He is he's trying to shore up a good relationship for the main purpose of pushing the climate change hoax, of course, but also to purchase are much needed rare earth minerals for our semiconductors that we ourselves cannot mine due to the ridiculous EPA regulations.
It's sad to watch how our country is being destroyed.
Most don't even know how many executive ordinances that he spews upon us.
Well, the poor truckers at gas prices increase.
And all the EPA regulations, as in cutting the amount of hours they can drive and how far, and the electric trucks they will soon have to purchase. Therefore, less payload that will trickle down to us consumers, where even a loaf of bread will eventually cost a day's wages.
Revelation 6.
And he's messing with the fishing industry, too.
And the windmills are killing our whales.
And there's the open border, pushing identity politics and transgenderism in our schools while blackballing the parents.
And now COVID vaccines are back.
Yes. And masks are being once again mandated in many places. They also want to cut down our trees and take away our appliances. And at the conference, he said he wants to provide more money to certain countries to help with their climate control demands. Anyway, there's so much more we could say, but you all know what's happening.
Things are not coming apart. They are coming together.
And that knowledge is what keeps us going, because we can do it, because he's got this.
Amen. All right, then. You can send your end time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. Your love offerings are still very much needed and greatly appreciated, and we'll add you to our list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning. Okay, time for tonight's study on the days of awe.
Now remember, these appointments made by God are for anyone who wants to accept them. First for the Jews and then open to the Gentiles. And Jesus will literally keep them all, just like he did with the four in the spring, with his death, burial, resurrection, and sent his Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Next Monday this year, 2023, begins the Days of Awe, which lasts for 7 days and has an element of fear to it. Why? Because it is, in a sense, a type of the 7 years of the tribulation period in regards to the utmost importance of repentance, as repentance will also be of the utmost importance during the tribulation for those left behind. And they were left behind because they did not want Jesus to be their Lord over their life. This typology is the awesome days that Joel speaks of in chapter 2, verse 11.
The day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it?
Joel is speaking of the dark days of the tribulation before the light of Yeshua returns on Yom Kippur. Every year during these days of awe, called Yamin Noraim in Hebrew, are the final days of the 40 days of Teshuvah that we've been talking about. Again, they are the connecting days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where the Israelites from the Old Testament and still the Orthodox today believe that during these final days, if they haven't repented before sundown in Yom Kippur and turning wholeheartedly back to God, their name would be taken out of the Book of Life, with possible death on the horizon.
Sounds like pretty serious time.
Oh, it really is, and much prayer happens during this week. The common greeting during this season, and what we opened the program with, is L'shana Tova Tikitevu, which means
may you be inscribed for a good year.
But as well, it also implies may your name remain in the Book of Life. And as Christians, our name will always remain in the Book of Life. But to the unsaved Jews, next week is a very big deal. Then on the last day of the Days of Awe, which is Yom Kippur, this year on Sunday, September 24th, from sundown to sundown on Monday, they completely fast, which is the only mandatory 24-hour fast that God ever told them to do, as recorded in Leviticus 23, calling it a time to afflict their souls.
Which means to fast.
So, if you want to fast, you should, but only if you want to, because we are no longer under the law. Or perhaps you might like to do a shorter fast, just to recognize his appointment that he will keep when he returns at the end of the tribulation.
On a Yom Kippur.
Which, from our studies, must be at the closing of heaven's gates, called the Nilah. And another sign that his second coming will be on a Yom Kippur, because in Matthew 24:31, tells us that he will return at the sound of the great trumpet,
which is blown on Yom Kippur.
Right.
That's a huge clue to those of us who study our spiritual roots.
Oh, yeah, right, because the great trumpet is an idiom for Yom Kippur. You know, like the last trump is an idiom for the Feast of Trumpets. And since we're talking about it, the first trump is an idiom for Pentecost, because it was the first trumpet ever blown by God himself in Exodus 19. So again, typologically, these 7 days, 3 through 9 of Tishrei, is a type of the 7-year tribulation, where repentance and acceptance of their Messiah, named Yeshua, is of the highest degree before he returns on Yom Kippur.
Or it's too late.
because the gates that were open on Rosh Hashanah, according to Jewish thought and described in Isaiah 26:2, are now closed on Yom Kippur. And that's why they associate Yom Kippur with the Nilah, and why you need to emphasize to the lost, you do, for if they wait and find themselves in the tribulation, then they better repent quickly, as they soon will realize what we have been saying all along is true.
Amen. So again, Yom Kippur, also called the Day of Atonement, closes the season of Teshuvah.
When God assesses the deeds of each person and decides their fate for the coming year, and from our studies, Jesus will keep that appointment with his second coming when he bodily returns to earth at the end of the tribulation. And to those who have not repented and have taken the mark, thus worshiping the Antichrist, their names will not be in the book of life.
So, God gives unbelievers one last chance.
Oh, he's a God of mercy, but also of judgment. So, before we get into more common phrases and idioms of Yom Kippur, we want to mention that this year marks the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur purely defensive war of 1973, when Israel was attacked by its northern and southern neighbors, Egypt and Syria.
Jordan, its neighbor to the east, stayed neutral.
They did. But Syria really wanted the highly strategic area of the Golan Heights, which they were not able to conquer, still to this day. And Egypt wanted all of Sinai, which they also did not conquer. However, 5 years later, Israel, under Prime Minister Menachem Begin, did agree to relinquish the upper peninsula of the Sinai in the famous Camp David Accords with Anwar Sadat for a secured future peace, which still holds true today.
Did Israel get anything in return from Egypt?
Well, they did get the agreement of peace and security and a declaration of the right for Israel to exist. The United States, under Jimmy Carter, was the negotiator. And by the way, it took a while, but eventually Jordan entered a peace agreement with Israel in 1994. I also want to let you know about a movie that just came out about the Yom Kippur War and their famous prime minister, simply named Golda for Golda Meir. And it's getting really good rave reviews.
Yeah, we highly recommend it.
Okay, let's go back to some more idiomatic typologies concerning Yom Kippur, when all eyes will see him as he is.
Face to face.
That's right. Paul says that in 1 Corinthians 13:12, so is another idiomatic clue for Yom Kippur, because Moses was the first to reveal that he talked with God face to face, which actually and literally means in person, as physically in the same area.
So not eyeball to eyeball.
Right. Scripture says that Moses saw God face to face, even though it was God's back. But he talked person to person with God, and that was in the tabernacles, Exodus 33:11. Also, as well, Israel's high priest can only enter into the Holy of Holies on a Yom Kippur, so just once a year. And even with all the smoke, it was termed as seeing God face to face.
Which means in God's presence.
Yes. That's such a good nugget. Again, just to know on what day he will return at the end of the tribulation.
Which is why Paul tells us.
Mm-hmm. So we can know, but unless you have some knowledge of Hebraic roots, you'll misinterpret eschatology. You just will. Therefore, a great reason why we should recognize these appointments with their certain phrases as great clues or mysteries hidden for us to find.
Proverbs 25:2.
Mm-hmm. You know, Paul knew he was sharing nuggets for the remnant.
Like he did with the last trump, referring to Rosh Hashanah.
Right, as we said, and that's specifically for the rapture in 1 Corinthians 15:51. Jesus, therefore, upon returning on Yom Kippur, will keep the sixth appointment out of seven that God made with man way back in Leviticus 23.
And then there's only one left, the Feast of Tabernacles.
When Jesus, that'll be on his birthday, and by the way, that's September 29th this year, he will usher in the millennial kingdom that we're going to discuss in 2 weeks. But now, please remember this important fact. This is really, really important. God organized detailed requirements for his first chosen Hebrew people with definite customs using particular phrases that Jesus, who was also Jewish, would use to give us huge clues. So to learn how it will be with his last generation. And Paul confirms this to us in Romans 15:4.
That the things written before is for our learning.
That's speaking to us, you and me, today. Okay, let's revisit, before we close here, let's revisit that famous scripture again in Leviticus 23:2.
Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feast,
which means appointments,
of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations.
That's gatherings or rehearsals.
These are my feasts.
Whose appointments?
The Lord's appointments.
And we will continue with more clues about Yom Kippur next week. But before we close, how about you? Have you made Yeshua Lord over your life? Or does he stand in the background? Do you only talk to God when you need a favor? Or do you go to church every Sunday so you think you're okay, when in fact, no church or religion can save you? You must make the move to personally invite him in and to worship him alone, above all the material things that currently occupy your precious time. If you are backsliding, or if you even wonder whether you are, you need to repent now. Do you lack the desire to be in his word? Then repent. Don't wait another minute. If you hesitate, the enemy might steal that seed, that precious seed, away. Repent of your individual sins that have a stronghold over you. Then commit or recommit your life to Yeshua. He's no respecter of persons. He is the Messiah to anyone who wants him. And lastly, remember this. God sends no one to hell. You decide yourself where your soul that never dies spends eternity. It really is your call. Don't be a fool and don't wait any longer. Don't think, oh, I'll just wait and do it when I'm older, when I don't care about running around and partying and all that stuff. He's coming soon. He really is. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That perfect shalom. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in ways that you wouldn't even imagine. That's Psalm 122:6. See you next week. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.